didn't like trouble. But if it came along,
everyone that knew him
knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for the town he shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right.
Got to stand for something.
Say you've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything.
Got to be your own
you've
man.
Got to be your own man.
Not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right.
Never compromise what's right.
And uphold your family name. I come from good families, good Christian people that never did anything to anybody that didn't have it coming to them. All right, let's go ahead and go back to your calls. Doris in Tennessee, you're on the air. Welcome. What do you think of the whole Rand Paul endorsing Romney while Ron Paul's campaign people were told, keep going on, keep fighting, and Ron Paul saying, go to Tampa, be respectful, worship Mitt Romney. What do you make of this?
I think we've been used. I think we've just been used. I feel used. And I listened to your debate with Webster Tarpley, and God knows I do not agree a lot with Webster Tarpley, but the way that he put it about him being a wingman for Romney, and we all know that, you know, Freemasonry has evolved into a Luciferian cult. And I think Webster Tarpley had some real good points on that.
Yeah, let's do this. Guys, we got Kokesh coming on. Get Tarpley on for 30 minutes at least on Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. as well. And just, yeah, stuff came up yesterday when I was going to have him on because he had to go to a TV show or something, and we didn't get it set up. But I want him on Sunday if he'll do it. And I want him Skype, too, because he'll try to go to telephone. We're going to make him do Skype. I hear you, man. We'll get Tarpley on. I was just thinking that myself. I don't agree with his socialist ways, but he's right about his analysis. Let's go ahead and talk to Evan in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey. Yeah, I got a couple comments on the whole thing. It's very discouraging, number one. Number two, I was a little discouraged when he wouldn't even campaign in Florida because he conceded it to Romney.
No, he didn't fight very much in Texas, none in California, really. In Florida, zero. I mean, I've been having alarms go off the whole time and just going, oh, my God, it's just terrible.
I'm wondering if this is going to this is a plan to drive us to a third party and get a really good organization going in third party.
Well, it's not that Ron would have even won with a third party, but he'd have got a ton of money, could have really educated people, would have been in the debates, could have actually won, maybe. He was a lot better than Ross Perot, but it didn't happen. And I kept telling people, they're just keeping, privately, I wouldn't say this on air, I'd say, they're keeping the delegate thing going to catapult Rand and to get campaign contributions. And I'm like, that's not that bad, because the Campaign from Liberty will run good candidates, but then a lot of them aren't good, and I'm kind of like, well, I know all this stuff, but I can't totally prove it, so I'm not going to say it on air. And now everything I knew was going to happen the last few months happened, and it makes me want to throw up. And I try to say, oh, they're playing politics, it'll be all right. But my gut says, you get out on the air and you attack this, or you won't sleep well tonight. What do you say to that?
Let me just say this, Alex. Ben Swan had a link on Daily Paul, and there's one there now under the Ron Paul email thing on 6612. And what it is, it's a reference to 11 CFR, 42 USC, and 2 USC saying that there is no binding of delegates. It's illegal under federal law to bind delegates.
I know, but I told everybody that they will cruise. See, it's over, though. It's over. That's one thing I don't have to hear this about delegates anymore. They were never going to use those delegates unless they had the majority, because the media would spin it as stealing an election. The media would use, you understand that. And I had to hear it from my own crew over and over again, and I let them henpeck me. But I told them all, I said, you're wrong, I'm right, watch, and I'm right again. Nightly news, of course, 7 o'clock tonight, and there's the Sunday show. We're still here, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139. For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control: your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
OnlyBatteries.com is where to turn for all your battery needs. In stock, fresh, guaranteed. Fast shipping, non-rechargeable batteries, rechargeable batteries, battery chargers, custom battery packs, all brand names. For all the batteries you use at home, the office, the cottage, and the car, OnlyBatteries.com. Get 25% off using coupon code 7500. Call right now, 1-800-660-7705, or visit OnlyBatteries.com. OnlyBatteries.com. That's OnlyBatteries.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome, my friends. It is Friday, June 8th, 2012. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours today. Again, thank you so much for joining us. Well, where to begin? You've noticed that I've been somewhat silent about Ron Paul and his campaign the last few months, because I could read the tea leaves and tell where all of this was headed and going, and I was just going to wait to watch it unfold before commenting. Because I've learned that people who are totally dedicated to something and who then will perceive a betrayal do not want to hear it early. They want to be betrayed where it's completely clear, out in the open, and I thought I would stay out of the way of that disaster. That said, I think Ron Paul is a good person and has a great voting record. Senator Rand Paul is a great person and has a very good voting record. I understand the politics they're involved in, and people who love Dr. No, Ron Paul's nickname for voting no on almost everything, need to understand that now there's massive political capital locked up inside of Ron Paul and Rand Paul. And that now they have literally more than 30, 40 million Americans behind them. And from Ron Paul's perspective and Rand Paul's perspective, if they don't work through the Republican Party that entire movement will just dissipate into space. I'm not saying I agree with that. I'm not saying I totally disagree with that. But I historically have a pretty good understanding of how this is going to end up. And so I'm going to tell you today where all this is going to go. On record, I have told Richard Reeves and other big Ron Paul supporters in our office that, hey, Ron Paul's great. He exposes the private Federal Reserve. He exposes how big money and taxation gets transferred in corporate welfare. But I said, get ready. He will never use those delegates to try to challenge Mitt Romney, because Paul understands that the media would spin it that Ron Paul was trying to steal an election. And I said, please, to my crew and everybody else who was all lined up shocked this morning saying, you're right, you're right. I said, hey, there's no point in doing 500 Ron Paul packages a week. There's no point in endlessly covering it because it's going to be a train wreck. This is what is going to happen. Well, exactly what I said is now happening. And it's not because I'm a rocket scientist. It's because I live in the real world. Now, if you go to Infowars.com, you can see the news article that Paul Watson has done, a balanced, focused report. Ron Paul supporters decry Rand's endorsement of Romney. Majority accused Kentucky senator of shelling out to Republican establishment. Now, what's happened is Ron Paul is preparing to recede, and Rand Paul is going to be making all the announcements. Rand Paul is going to be the big speaker at the RNC. That's the plan, not Ron Paul. Rand Paul may still be offered the VP slot with Mitt Romney. That's what's really going on here. Now, I want to be clear. I still reserve judgment on all of this. I understand the thought processes of Ron Paul and Rand Paul and the people advising them. I understand the process. They're looking at tens of millions of awake Americans. They're looking at the fact that the Republican establishment stole Iowa, stole Maine, stole Nevada. They know how the media works. They're not ever going to be able to get that message out. Even when the New York Times came out and said, yeah, Ron Paul really won these states. The system, even itself admitted that that happened. You noticed that Ron Paul did not come out and make a big issue out of it because he understood that it would be spun, that he was basically a sore loser. And I'm going to shoot a special video after the show today that will air on the Nightly News where I'm going to directly address Ron Paul. But I've been exhausted from the trip, being out of town at Bilderberg. I've been going to bed at about 9 o'clock at night. And so I missed the announcement last night and only got it this morning when Aaron Dykes was calling me at about 7 a.m. when I woke up. I ended up getting about 4 hours sleep a night at Bilderberg. And so I'm simply recharging my batteries. When I actually go to bed early at night, that's an Alex Jones vacation. And I got up and I just knew all this was coming. And it's going to be very, very destructive at one level. And it's going to be very disillusioning at another. And I don't think it has to be that way. I mean, I've said over and over again on air, people are like, why aren't you covering the delegate process more? I've said, well, he's not getting anywhere near a majority of delegates, right at about 20%. And if he goes and tries to contest things, it's going to be spun that he's going against what the majority wanted, even if they originally stole it from him early on. And I don't see Ron Paul doing that. I see them trying to get some things into the platform, which can be ignored and are ignored. I see maybe a cabinet position for Ron Paul or a VP for Rand. And I've said that 6 months ago. And that's what's being jockeyed for here right now. And so I'm open-minded on this. I know my gut doesn't like it, but I'm saying, okay, does Ron Paul just fade off? We just have the Kentucky Senator Rand Paul up there. Does Ron Paul come out and say he doesn't like Mitt Romney? And then general Republicans, remember, this isn't 3 or 4 years ago. This is now with everybody hating Obama, all the hate being on Obama, Obama being revealed as a globalist. That hasn't been fully revealed yet with Mitt Romney. It's the season of hating Obama, and so a lot of people are getting behind Mitt Romney just because they hate Obama, like a lot of people got behind Obama just because they hated George W. Bush. And I had to be there to say, no, Obama's bought and paid for by the very same special interests as Bush. He will expand the police state, the wars, the warrantless spying, the secret arrest, the torture. He'll keep Gitmo open. He'll hire nothing but lobbyists. He'll be more secretive. All of that happened. I made the Obama deception while he was president-elect. It came out in early March, just a few months after he was in office, and it is like you're watching someone who got in a time machine and predicted exactly what would happen. So now I need to come out, I guess, with a film called The Left-Right Deception. Or the Republican-Democrat deception. By the way, Jesse Ventura is giving us one of the first interviews, a full hour on Tuesday. This officially comes out Monday, but you can order it now at Infowars.com. It's Democrips and Republicans. He told me this name about a year ago when he started writing it. And Ventura's new book, get it first, discounted at Infowars.com. This is really the issue. If you just attack Obama, people think you hate black people. If you just attack Mitt Romney, they think, oh, my gosh, you must be an insider commie. No. Both of them are Bain Capital, Goldman Sachs, Wells Fargo. It's the same deal. And it's just gangs that get together in their big commission meetings and scam the American people. And if you do get up to the top and don't follow orders, you get Kennedy'd or you get politically destroyed. And undoubtedly, at Bilderberg, we're talking about wanting to kill Ron Paul. At the Bilderberg meeting, according to Tucker and other sources we have, our other sources didn't confirm this stuff about wanting to kill him and his supporters. They confirmed they were cussing Ron Paul and seeing those out there protesting him as the bad guys. Ron Paul spearheaded exposing the New World Order. Ron Paul spearheaded exposing the Federal Reserve. And now Ron Paul and the Liberty Movement, through Rand and Ron, has all this incredible political capital. And so looking through Ron Paul and Rand Paul's eyes, do they try to get Rand positioned in 4 years to run and win as president, or do they get him in there as vice president or a cabinet position? That's the idea. How do they take that giant grassroots capital, and how do they take over the Republican Party? Well, I'll say this, and I'm not somebody who yells at people who are in the arena, but it's almost like they're sabotaging there the way this stuff is announced. The way they came out and said, hey, we're going to stop campaigning in these states, and then spun it that they didn't mean it like that, that the campaign was still going. So the message was, yeah, Romney, we're quietly conceding to you, but hey, supporters, keep giving us money and get out there and get us the delegates because we're still going to win. And I was like, that's what I don't like. If you want to know what I don't like, and I'm going to talk about this more today, it's that politics was played with the constitutionalist, libertarian, Americana, patriot movement. And I sat there and I watched it and I said, is that Jesse Benton? I mean, and I said, Jesse's not a bad guy, but I said, this really stinks. And I just wouldn't talk. I just went into a neutral mode and I had Salon and Washington Post and all them out there asking me about this at Bilderberg. And I just said, no, Ron Paul, Rand Paul, good. And I said, I got to sit here and watch. Now, right now, the jury's still out and I'm watching this and I'm understanding their thought processes. But I don't agree with it because there's no way Mitt Romney's going to bring Rand Paul in or Ron Paul in and let them actually go against the globalist agenda. This is a one-way street. The rhetoric may be that, oh, yes, you're influencing us. And I talked to high-level Republicans in the media over the weekend. I'll just leave it at that. When I was in Virginia, went out to dinner with some. And they said, listen, yeah, Ron Paul ought to try to influence Mitt because he's got a lot of good ideas. And where do you stand on this? You know, Rand Paul, Ron Paul, you're not the only ones that are taken up on the mountain. And again, I'm not even saying that the people up on the mountain in every case are at the top of the mountain up there with El Diablo. This is how politics works. This is how people get sold out one inch at a time. I got a bunch of notes here I wrote right before I went live on air. I thought about this a lot this morning, but I got to go with my gut here and tell you what I really think about all this. So call everybody you know. Tell them tune in right now. Let's not let the fact that, you know, Ron Paul's been a big victory, a big spearhead for us to fight the globalists, the banksters, the New World Order, the Federal Reserve, the Law of the Sea Treaty, the UN, the Rockefellers. But, hey, ideas are bigger than Ron Paul and Rand Paul. So I'm going to keep going the same direction against the...
I've seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
What if I say I will never surrender? That's the big question here. Again, the jury is out on Ron Paul and Rand Paul. I think joining with Romney openly and not challenging him, as they do Obama, will hurt the legacy of Ron Paul and Rand Paul. There is no doubt in my mind politically that if Rand Paul stuck to his guns and behaved in the exact manner of his father, that he would end up being a super dominant force in the next election. And if he challenged election fraud in the states when it happened in Iowa and Maine, like it happened this year, and if he got really aggressive and built a movement over 4 years, he could be a bully pulpit in the Senate and absolutely dominate and block legislation and promote legislation. And he could end up being the president of the United States and pulling this republic out of where it's going. But I'll tell you this, if he supports Romney and gets a speaking slot or a cabinet position or his dad does, when Romney betrays the American people, just like Obama's done, and tries to have amnesty and tries to have socialist health care and tries to have gun control and tries to have carbon taxes, everything he supported before he ran for president. Remember, Ron Paul has run TV ads about this. All the flip-flopping. He's bought and paid for by Bain Capital. He's bought and paid for by Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan. Do I dislike Romney? No. Seems like a funny, charming guy. Obama seems like a funny, charming guy at certain levels. They're teleprompter readers. They're high-level minions of the New World Order. So all of this is a distraction and a diversion. That's why Ron Paul was different. It was because he was addressing the banksters, the crony capitalists who were anti-free market. He was bypassing their system. And folks, he was winning the first primaries. That's why the polls showed him first in Maine, first in Iowa. And then it was stolen. They caught them stealing it. They wouldn't count the precincts where he was winning. Even the New York Times had to admit he really won Maine. And now we see Rand coming out and saying, well, I always supported my father, but now I support Mitt Romney. And I understand why they're doing that. I know Rand Paul personally. I've known Ron Paul for 17 years. They're good people. Who you see on TV is who they are behind the scenes. They're good people. But they've been too close to the Beltway too long, and they have this idea of, let's not lose this political capital. Let's take over the Republican Party. That's not what happened. And all of your supporters, I knew you were going to do this. And I warned you guys through back channels not to do it. I warned through your family not to do it. You think you're going to go in there and influence it. It doesn't matter because the main body of your supporters, as you can see, I waited for this to happen. The main body of your supporters feel totally and completely 110% betrayed. Especially when Ron Paul says, go to Tampa and be respectful. Because Ron Paul people, when they're the majority of the delegates, the Republican leadership in Louisiana and other states is taking it and saying, no, we say the delegates go for Romney. So there's that stealing going on. And they're beating up and arresting the Ron Paul supporters. And Ron Paul comes out and puts it on the supporters and says, you need to be respectful. That's the reason I'm being somewhat critical today. That's the straw that broke the camel's back. And I better watch it or I'm going to start saying more right here. Forget trying to influence Romney to be a constitutionalist. How about we influence Ron Paul and Rand Paul to be constitutionalist? How about you listen to your supporters and not Jesse Benton? And I'm not saying Jesse Benton's the bad guy here, but let me tell you, I've been around it for 6 years. And Jesse Benton shouldn't be the tail wagging the dog. The first Rand Paul supporters were my radio show. The first people in his campaign, when no one was there, it was grassroots, were my listeners. I've met him. I've had dinner with him. His head people. And they said, what do you think about what's happening? You know, and I said, let's wait and see. And I know Rand and Ron are good people. They're good people. And they've got great voting records. But I'm not going to sit here and watch this seduction of the Paul campaign and family without saying, hey, we don't just go wherever you go. You need to understand that. Okay? We're not here to be sold into Republican slavery just because you feel like it and you guys are all getting heady in meetings with Mitt Romney and have deluded yourselves that you're just going to be able to, you know, go in there and influence them. I'm going to reserve total judgment on this, and I'm going to get more into this when we come back. But down the road, we're not going to forget if if Romney gets in and then there's a bunch of, you know, Rand Paul defending him and stuff when he's doing wrong, I'm going to come after you. So be aware of that and understand that's the case. You understand? We'll be right back. I'm going to give the number.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a 1 month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled DeseretFoodStore.com foodstore.com or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Allie C and Allie Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Allie C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Allie Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Allie C or Allie Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
All right, Alex Jones here, back live. Ron Paul, a huge force, the early leader. The media said he couldn't win. They stole the early states from him. And I was critical of the fact that Ron Paul didn't make a bigger deal out of that, but I understand the strategy. If you sit there and talk about proven election fraud, it sounds like you're a sore loser. I know that Rand was on with us a few months ago and said that he had not talked to Romney, had not heard about it, that it was just speculation. Now he has met with him. And I would just like to see Rand Paul and Ron Paul address, this is my biggest concern here. This is what really makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up. That it's always announced on Sean Hannity that, oh, by the way, I'm endorsing Mitt Romney. And then Ron Paul is out there saying, now be respectful at the Tampa meeting. I mean, I thought we were supposed to get the delegates and go take over. I told everybody internally, I said, they are not going to do that. That is political suicide. People are like, you'll see, Alex, you'll see. I'm like, really, I'll see. I've been on air 17 years. I happen to know a thing or two. You know, I always underestimate what I know, and then I look at people who know nothing, always lecturing me all day. And it really gets old. You know, I was meeting with a high-level Republican this weekend. And, you know, nice guy, means well, has done some good work. And he's like, well, look, Obama's really bad. I mean, I know Mitt's not perfect, but Obama is really bad. You know, re-education centers. And I go, yeah, but it's this whole continuity of government isn't just the Democratic Party and Mr. Ayers or, you know, people like that out of Chicago. It's the big special interest. Everything Bush did, Obama continued. Everything Clinton did, Bush continued. And there's still, well, the public wants a change. And I understand the momentum of Obama's now been demonized. He's yesterday's, you know, lunch. He's rotten in the refrigerator. His political capital is going down by the second. He is a negative. And here comes Mitt Romney. And you want to believe. You want to believe things could change. And I told the Republican, high-level national journalist, I said, you mark my words. You mark my words. Mitt Romney, if he gets in, is going to continue everything Obama has done, except for stuff like gay marriage, political football issues. And that may matter to you individually. Okay? You know, the culture wars. And I'm not saying it's not important from both sides' perspectives. But it is shoved out there to distract the fact that both parties at the top are supporting bailouts, corporate welfare, new wars, police state, and overall entitlement programs are only getting bigger. So it's an extremely complex issue, and I'm not spinning. I'm trying to de-spin this, but I understand why the Paul family is doing what they're doing. They're going to see their political dynasty that has done so much good, that's forming, dissipate by a factor of, I'd say, 80% in their view, if they don't try to merge with the Republican Party. But isn't that, to a great extent, what Barry Goldwater did? And he just kind of faded off? I mean, Rand Paul is going to be remembered in history and have an effect if he doesn't compromise. It was the system's dirty tricks, Republican and Democrat, that tried to keep him out of office in Kentucky that galvanized people behind him. I mean, I had Rand Paul on a year before he ran when they were just talking about it. And I said, you will win. It will happen. You've got to get everybody behind you. You've got to announce early. And I said, that's it. Listeners, sending money. Ron Paul said in 2008 on this show that half the support he had gotten in the campaign that far along, you can pull the interview up, came from this radio show. And so I have a responsibility here. I have a responsibility here to talk about these issues and tell you what I'm thinking. And the answer is, I'm not sure. We had Lord Monckton on in the second hour today from Hawaii with big breaking news. I moved him to the third hour so we'd have a chance to talk to you. And I want to hear your points on this. Where do you see this going? We should have had this debate earlier, but it was just such mindless vitriol of you watch, we're going to win, we're going to get the delegates from the listeners, that I didn't want to, you know, rain on your parade. I just said, I even prayed about it and said, I hope I'm wrong. I hope this doesn't go the way I see it. And that didn't even mean Rand Paul running as vice president or Rand Paul getting a cabinet position or Ron Paul or the speaking engagement there, which is a clear set deal, big speaking, you know, at the RNC, selling out for a bowl of porridge. I mean, this is nothing. That will discredit them when they're brought out and worshiped by Mitt Romney. See, I've been all over the country in the last year or so, and I've seen zero Mitt Romney stickers. Richard Reeves, who drives constantly, he saw one in North Dallas a few months ago. I still see ridiculous, moron Obama stickers all over the country. I see 10% of what I saw 3 years ago. But 3 years ago, they were festooning everything as if it was the second coming of Christ or something. And just gullible morons. And I'm sorry, I just can't be a sucker, a schmuck, an idiot, a dupe, a useful moron, an idiot. I mean, I can't stand it. Now, I want to believe that Mitt Romney patting Ron Paul and patting Rand on the head means he wants to be a good guy. But that's all politics. I want to believe him saying he supports the Second Amendment and is against Obamacare and against carbon taxes. I want to believe that that's the truth. I want this nightmare to end. I want things to start reversing. I told the big Republican journalist. I said, look, in an off-record meeting, I said, I would tacitly not attack Mitt Romney as much if he would just reverse 20%. I mean, if we could just not go directly off the cliff, if the TSA stopped going down our pants, if they didn't, you know, increase some, and if he didn't do carbon taxes. But I said, you mark my words, when he gets in there, they're going to launch more wars, more police state, all sorts of weird tricks. Romney loves tricks, dressing up as policemen his life, pulling people over, doing weird stuff. I mean, let me tell you, it's going to get weird. It's going to get strange. And it's going to get just as bad or worse with Obama. I understand that. But wouldn't it be better to have Obama in? Because we know he's evil. Everybody's already woken up. He's a piece of garbage. Most people, they know he's a puppet. They know he's a liar instead of a new puppet. I mean, worse is better sometimes. And I'm not going to support Obama. I cannot support Mitt Romney. Because just because he says he supports the Bill of Rights and Constitution, just because he says that he is now reversing himself from all of his voting record as governor and all of his, I mean, I've got videos of him saying, I support abortion because my mother did and I'll always support it. And then now he says he's against it. I mean, he was for abortion in Massachusetts. He was for open borders. He was for carbon taxes. He wrote the model of the health care we're now under. Of course, big insurance company scam to make 35 million people buy insurance, and now insurance companies can control the care you get. That's a death panel. And let me tell you, Mitt Romney gets in. That's why the globalists more and more are going for Romney. I see Politico coming out against Obama. I see the Washington Post kind of bad-mouthing Obama. They're turning against Obama right now because they go, oh, my gosh, he was going to be our man, but it didn't work. Put Romney in. That'll make the libertarians and conservatives go to sleep, especially if Ron and Rand Paul get behind him. Ladies and gentlemen, Ron and Rand Paul, you may have some strategy that you think is going to get you in there and that you understood you couldn't use the delegates. It would look like you were stealing the election, so you're going to try to get a speaking slot in a cabinet position or something, or Rand on the ticket. Let's say you do that. Let's say they let you have some rhetoric about constitutional ideas. You'll just be used as a shield to co-opt. They know you were the front runners. They know you came from nowhere in Kentucky. They know Ron Paul was really winning. They know that. There isn't any support for Romney that I see out there. Okay? By conservatives, libertarians, constitutionalists, real conservatives. Okay, there isn't the support. So they need Ron Paul. They need Ron Paul. You don't need them. And again, all the staff are in there because they want the big Republican jobs. They want to secure their dynasties, the people working for Ron Paul and the rest of them. And they're all there saying, hey, Papa Paul, don't go, you know, retire at your farm in South Texas. You know, get us into the Republican Party. And you're going to regret those 30 pieces of silver if that ends up what's happening. I understand the arguments. I understand the reasons. My gut tells me this is a bad idea and that this is not going to end well. I asked Aaron Dykstra in the break, who's beside himself right now. Yeah, it's like somebody dropped a bomb on the office. I'm like, what did you think was going to happen? They're all like, yes, you're right as usual. I'm not smart, folks. I'm just not gullible. I've got street smarts. And he said, Ron Paul has blown his foot off, and now if he goes ahead with this, he's going to politically shoot himself in the head. And I said, I absolutely agree with you. Even if Ron Paul's right that you go in, you influence Romney, that's only going to be on the surface because the big banks that have paid for Mitt Romney and the media that attacked and demonized Ron Paul and all the rest of them, they're going to turn on you later anyways. And you're not going to have your supporters anymore. Campaign for Liberty, we have sat here and watched this happen. And I watched Adam Kokesh start going after Paul a few weeks ago. And I said, he's probably right, but I'm going to hold back. And to be clear, I still am not giving my judgment on this. I'm letting the entire Paul system know that you better come out in a press conference and you better address your supporters, because the way they let the supporters think that they were really going to contest the delegates when I knew they weren't. And I was like, okay, I guess maybe Paul's going to do something I don't know of. But you've heard me on air. I've said some of this, but tried to hold back. national media came to me and said, we've noticed you've been saying little things. What do you want? I'm like, you just want to drive a wedge. No, Ron Paul and Rand Paul are great. And then there's almost no communication because they know the minute they really concede, they have to concede to Romney to get the momentum behind him, to get Romney behind him. You know, they're being told, okay, you want Rand on the ticket or you want, you know, this or that. You've got to concede. So they concede in the media on Hannity a month ago, but then say, oh no, that really wasn't conceding. No. We weren't going to spend money in those states. I'm like, yeah, but this looks like it. Okay. I'll buy that. I'll have faith in people I've had faith in for 17 years. I'll do that. But Danger Will Robinson behind the scenes, I was just like, man, I got a responsibility. And I do have a responsibility. If you guys go south on us, I'm coming after you politically. You better know that. So people are saying we ought to have Ron Paul and Rand Paul influence Romney. That's like having Obama supporters try to influence him. Ain't going to happen. Okay? They're up there in that beltway, ladies and gentlemen. And again, some will say, well, hey, why even go after him? Let him kind of merge with Romney. And, you know, the argument there is, hey, they're going to be pro-gun, anti-Federal Reserve, and anti-war on many levels. And so why not just go along with it? All I'm saying is the supporters are not buying this. I got to say, the email, the comments we're seeing, 85% are hopping mad. And let me tell you, they're not going to go away. I mean, it's one thing, with Romney or Obama when they betray sheep. But you betray constitutionalists, if you betray them, or if it's perceived, and this is exactly what the globalists want. It's why I haven't taken the bait when national media has called me or come out to events I'm at and said, oh, I want to do a big feature story on you about the Pauls. Are they betraying? I'm like, no, they're not betraying any. And they throw out all the betrayals, you know, or what looks like betrayals. And I'm like, oh, well, I don't see that yet. I'm going to keep my mind open. And so I've sat there just watching this unfold. And again, I'm not going to tell you how the cow ate the cabbage here, but here it is. Ron Paul supporters decry Rand's endorsement of Romney. Majority accused Kentucky senator of selling out to Republican establishment. Man, this is really hurts bad. And this is Bob Chapman was always with us on Fridays. He died Monday. What a, you know, you have the great news of Bilderberg being blown wide open and all this happening. You know, the good news is liberty marches on. And all, here's the good news. All of Ron Paul's work has been so effective and good against the globalists. It's been beautiful. It's been wonderful. And I guess this is just success. I mean, he was really going to be the real nominee. They stole it. Now they want him. And why shouldn't he go and try to have some influence? See, I get it. But my gut, that's never wrong, tells me they've fallen into a trap. That's what I want to say. That's what I'm trying to get out here. There's so much spin on this by the media and others that I'm trying to hit it with my system to unspin it. Rand Paul endorses Romney. We have the video clip in case you don't think this really happened. Here's the Austin Chronicle. Ron Paul supporters. Ron Paul concedes defeat. Ask supporters to be respectful in Tampa. I mean, I've seen countless videos of Ron Paul supporters getting arrested and getting beat up when they are the majority delegates and the Republicans change the rules in front of them. The rules they passed in 2010, they say, well, now those are in 2014, the next congressional election. And they beat them up and drag them out. And then Ron Paul says, be respectful. Direct talking points out of Romney and the RNC. That's like a punch in the stomach, man. That hurts. But I'm going to be controlled about this, and I'm going to analyze it. And then if it is the case, I am going to absolutely get the American people motivated. I'm just going to leave it at that. And again, I read that. We're going to go to break and come back. The toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. I'm going to go ahead right now and play you part of Fox News, Sean Hannity, New World Order Central, the folks who told you the New World Order doesn't exist, and you know all the rest of it, the people that demonize Ron Paul 24/7 and cheat him on the polls and everything. This reminds me of Robert the Bruce. This really happened in history, who had all the clans united to defeat the British, and then he sold everybody out and sold William Wallace out. And I guess he realized it later and came back and actually defeated the British. But, I mean, this is exactly like Braveheart. I was having flashbacks this morning to that. You maintain your title, expanded your lands, you've done well, you survived. You don't survive tyranny. Things are too dark. They're launching drones, re-education camps. We got to get hardcore, not work with the system anymore. Let's go ahead and go to the tape. Here it is.
Well, you know, my first choice had always been my father. I campaigned for him when I was 11 years old. He's still my first pick. But, you know, now that the nominating process is over, tonight I'm happy to announce that I'm going to be supporting Governor Romney.
Yeah. How do you look, if you didn't support your father, by the way, I mean, I would really question family loyalty there. And I think it was totally understandable. And I know, you know what, you love and you respect your dad. And I agree with your dad on many issues. I have no idea why he's still mad at me and he would reject coming on this program. But that's a whole different story for another day. How tell me why you're supporting Governor Romney.
Well, you know, I think it's interesting that Governor Romney and I actually have quite a few similarities. You know, Governor Romney's dad ran for president, was unsuccessful. Governor Romney then went on to support the nominee the same way his dad did.
I can't listen anymore. Turn it off. Okay. I guess the Rand Paul insiders, people just think they don't.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The votes on YouTube, and I've seen other polls showing the same number, 952 votes against what Rand Paul said, 69 supporting what he said. So that's more than 90% right there. What does that come out to? 69 divided into 952. what is that, more than 95% don't like it. So I think this is a major miscalculation. But what did you expect? They kept everybody going, telling them they were going to win with delegates. While Rand came on this show a couple months ago and said, well, yes, you know, now that we're moving forward, implying Romney was the guy. And why is it Rand making this announcement on Hannity? Again, maybe they've got some plan I don't know about. Their voting records are great, so I still support them. I still like Rand Paul. But I'm telling you, this is not going to go over well with the supporters, who a lot of them would look at me and say, he's going to be president even over the weekend. And I said, no, he's not. He's only got 20% of the delegates, and that would be suicide to try to contest it. I said, you watch, he isn't. They'd say, say that on tape. And I'd say, no, I'm not. I'm going to let you experience this for yourself. And because I just understand basic politics. Now, again, I understand the Paul position. Hey, might as well try to influence Romney. Might as well. That's what they're being told. You know, hey, you know, Romney will listen to you. Get behind Romney. Because there's no Romney road signs. There's no Romney bumper stickers. If you've seen one, tell me about it. All I saw driving across this country was Ron Paul signs. This is the tail wagging the dog. This is a little Republican tail that had to cheat, that treated Ron Paul supporters like trash. And let me tell you, this morning I was going to come out and say, well, let's just wait and see, till I saw the Paul quote in the Houston Chronicle. And I saw it in their email they put out. Didn't just believe them, saying, be respectful in Tampa. What? Be respectful. Does that translate to sit down and shut up? Again, my point is, I'm now in a stance of, I'm watching. I'm not going to just sit here and go, oh, well, you know, 17 years of me trusting somebody. We'll see what happens. Now, I know we got loaded phones here. We'll have nothing but open phones the next hour. Then Lord Monk is coming on. I got a bunch of other news I haven't even gotten to yet. I'm going to try to get to more of that. But Justin in Missouri, what's your take on all this? Should I just get behind Romney and maybe George Bush too?
No, not at all. And this is what I meant. I called you about 6-7 months ago during the debates. I saw what was coming. I mean, because it was obvious that they weren't attacking each other. They were having meetings behind closed doors. I mean, you know, and I'm just completely...
Well, they said they weren't. They said they weren't. And if I find out a year down the road or something, when one of their people shoots their mouth off, if I found out they lied to us, all hell's going to break loose. You go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I was telling you when I called before, that I would take every one of the subscribers I've got, and I'll just turn every gun I have against them on the videos I'm making. I mean, because that's just, it's ridiculous.
Well, let's not do that yet. I mean, Ron Paul and Rand Paul need to respond. And that doesn't even mean on my show. Quite frankly, when they come on my show, I don't even get extra listeners. People want to hear my commentary, my analysis. I mean, I haven't even been trying to get them on the last 3-4 months. Salon was asking, hey, where's Ron Paul? I'm like, well, we tried a few times to get him on. They said they would come on later. They were busy. Fine. Doesn't matter to me. You know, I'm doing them a favor having them on my show. This show was the original launch pad out of Texas for these guys. Ron Paul's admitted that. So, you know, again, I haven't even attempted to get them on the show. They need to come on shows or do a press conference and explain all this to us. I'm going to have a message I'm going to shoot later today that'll be up at YouTube tonight at Infowars.com. And it's going to be a message directly to these guys. I want to hear my points answered. This is all just a brainstorm session with you on air. But let me tell you, we may not fully understand what they're doing. They need to make it clear to us. Because what they've done has gone over like a Led Zeppelin.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.